Grand Rapids, Michigan is clearly a hot spot in Michigan when it comes to child blood exposure.
Paul Hahn is the executive director of the Healthy Homes Coalition of West Michigan.
In the 2015 data that was just released, Kent County comes near the top in a number of metrics. And last year was the first year in many decades that we've actually seen an uptick in the number of kids affected by lead.
The coalition and others are trying to figure out why childhood lead poisoning has increased 30% from 2014 to 2015. Hahn says local exposure overwhelmingly comes down to two things: lead-based paint in homes and lead contamination in soil. That hasn't changed, he says, but it doesn't by itself explain the increase.
We were kind of hoping that we would find some kind of anomaly or unique factor that's contributing to this, but it seems to be the same thing. It seems to be concentrated with low-income kids, seems to be concentrated overwhelmingly in certain neighborhoods in Grand Rapids, and it seems to be concentrated primarily with 1- and 2-year-olds.
State data by county puts Kent at the fourth highest rate of childhood lead poisoning in Michigan. It's especially concentrated in Grand Rapids, and on the southeast side of the city in particular, where zip code 49507 has the third highest rate of lead poisoning in the state. Hahn says he thinks the Grand Rapids rental housing crunch and lack of safe and affordable housing help make that situation a perfect storm.
It would be our hope that instead of using kids as lead detectors, that we could find the wherewithal, the public will, to really look at housing and to check that housing, test that housing, make sure it's safe before kids are exposed. Part of the problem with our approach currently is, you know, we're talking about kids that were exposed a year ago now, and that's water over the dam.
Hahn says long-term solutions need a more proactive approach, and that includes tackling exposure at the source. Meanwhile, he says lead exposure this year in Kent County shows no signs of decreasing. Hillary Farrell, WGVU News.